Today's reading passage is Luke chapter 10, verse 2. And he was saying to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Amen. The senior pastor will deliver the message with the title, "The Prepared Vessel." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 8,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, including the United States, Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, Bolivia, Argentina, Chile, Japan, Mongolia, China, Taiwan, Thailand, Vietnam, Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, Nepal, India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Israel, Palestine, Egypt, Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, Tanzania, DR Congo, Gabon, Angola, Botswana, Swaziland, South Africa, Burkina Faso, Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Nigeria, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Belgium, Holland, Germany, Italy, Greece, Russia, Sweden, Estonia, Belarus, Ukraine, Dagestan, and local sanctuary members. Those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, and children of Sunday school, and GCN viewing audiences, and Nanmin TV viewing audiences. Today is the Thanksgiving Sunday. Psalm 136:1 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, and for His loving kindness is everlasting." I believe this is also your confession and mine. Let us give all thanks and glory to God for supplying with us what we need with His limitless compassion and for guiding and leading us until now. I also give thanks to everyone who has decorated the altar with your offerings and voluntary service. A wise farmer will count each year's harvest and prepare for the farming of coming year. Like this farmer, I hope you will also count the fruits that are born inside you on this Thanksgiving Day. I pray in the name of the Lord that in doing so later you will be able to bear more abundant fruits. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, God, who is a good farmer, fulfills His providence and plans every year without fail. During this year, too, He received glory greatly by fulfilling His will and providence. Namely, He showed us His amazing plans for the wrapping up of the human cultivation. Just as God protected the Israelites in Goshen, even in the midst of the 10 plagues inflicted upon Egypt, God has protected you and me in this spiritual space. He sent us swarms of dragonflies and also good weather at the proper times. Even though science and medicine continually develop, diseases and accidents only increase in this world. But He gave us health and safety. Especially in this year, I believe you felt that the dimension of the power that you experienced was completely different from before. So many times, God has let us experience the impossible becoming possible. He also let us bear abundant fruit of evangelism in Israel. Also, He let us prepare in detail for the construction of the Canaan Sanctuary. He gave us many conditions of thanks in our lives. But is there anybody who wonders why the word that was given has not been fulfilled quickly and why you have not received your blessings quickly? If you have such doubts, I hope you will realize the reason by listening to this message carefully. As a matter of fact, we already have all the conditions to receive blessings. You are able to bear abundant fruits through the power of God the Father and the spiritual space. But the problem is that each of you has to be prepared as a vessel that can be used by God. Just think of the time when the sons of Israel went into the land of Canaan. God Himself guided the nation of Israel, but He did not unconditionally drive them into invading the land. Only when they sanctified themselves and obeyed could they step on the Canaan land. And according to the measure of faith that each tribe showed, they could conquer the land and take it as their inheritance. It's the same when we achieve the goals that God has given to our church. It's the same as in the case of the Canaan Sanctuary. What we have to accomplish is not just the visible building. We have to have the measure of faith, the church organization, the system, and capabilities of the workers that can match the volume of the Canaan Sanctuary. And we are doing it. And last week, God has given us the word about the reforming many parts of the organizations of the church. And also the theological seminary is not only for the Korea, but for all of the world. And how God explained to us how we'll have the theological seminary for that is for the whole world. Only then can we do our ministry in a way that is proper when we have the Canaan Sanctuary. We have to have these proper capable workers, and we should all be workers, so when we have automatic revival in Canaan Sanctuary, we will be ready to accept everybody. God is laying the foundation for these things and is looking for prepared vessels. There are many places where we are in need of workers. In case of translation and interpretation, we need a lot of workers, so God set the Elder Johnny Kim as the head of the interpretation department to raise many interpreters, also to have the best quality interpreters. And so when we go into Canaan Sanctuary, we need a lot of interpreters, so God is letting us prepare. But if the prepared vessels do not come forth in time, the accomplishing of the kingdom of God will be delayed. By now, many of you should have come forth as prepared vessels. In this flow, one of the prayer titles given by God for this year was the prepared one. Then what kind of vessel did you prepare that can be used by God? To the extent that your vessel is prepared, you should have borne abundant fruits in the kingdom of God and in your personal lives. You should have had many things for which you are thankful. But if you have not prepared your vessel, you have less fruit and fewer things for which to be thankful. Of course, the good God has been guiding each of you to the best possible way according to your conditions and faith. And I hope at this time, you will give thanks with all your heart for the grace and love of God that He has given to our church and to each of you. In this message, I will talk to you about three essential conditions of the prepared vessel. I hope you will once again think about what kind of vessel is the prepared vessel that can please God. Also, I hope you will check your heart once again as to how much of a prepared vessel you have become. Brothers and sisters, the prepared vessel, namely the prepared worker, is first of all somebody who does not use fleshly thoughts. God is in desperate need of this kind of worker. He's looking for the workers who do not use their fleshly thoughts, but only follow the will of God when they work for God's kingdom. In today's passage, Luke chapter 10, verse 2, Jesus said, "And He was saying to them, 'The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore beseech the Lord of harvest to send out laborers into His harvest.'" This, of course, means the numbers of workers is few. But it also means that Jesus is in desperate need of workers who can work according to His will. Jesus said this when He appointed the 70 people and sent them in pairs ahead of Him to every city and place where He Himself was going to come. Jesus told them in detail how to act at each place. And Jesus probably wanted those workers to understand His will and act according to it. If the workers did not act in accordance with the will of Jesus, but instead acted according to their own thoughts, no matter how great the physical numbers of workers, they would have been of no use. This is the same today. Even though we are appointed as workers for God's kingdom, if we follow fleshly thoughts, not the will of God, it is almost the same as we don't exist. Of course, all workers of God most likely want to follow the will of God. They want in their mind, but in actual deed, there are so many who cannot actually do it. The King Saul, according to his fleshly thoughts, what he seemed fit, he acted according to what he seemed fit. In the war against Amalek, he could have killed the king of Amalek and killed everything according to the, just as God commanded it. But he just captured the king and he brought the good cattle. Reason being, he wanted to give sacrifice to God. That thought may seem right, but it was in disobedience to the command of God. It was fleshly thought. And God disliked it. And God forsook him. Because he didn't turn away completely, he just went the way of death. Even no matter how right something seems in our eyes, if it is not the will of God, it is useless. Romans 8:7 says, "But the mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God, for it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so." The fleshly mind is hostile toward God. It does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able. Unless we break all the fleshly thoughts, we'll just do whatever we think is right. So we cannot submit to God completely. As long as we have fleshly thoughts that are hostile toward God, we cannot follow His will. The prophets in the Old Testament or the disciples of Jesus, Apostle Paul, they had to go through so much trial because they had to break off the fleshly thoughts. That's why God had to refine them. And when their fleshly thoughts were gone, they could obey completely to the will of God. And to break down all these fleshly thoughts, some of them went through the trials of 20 years or 40 years. But today, we don't have to go be refined for such a long time because we have the Holy Spirit in us, because He's controlling us. If we just obey the Holy Spirit, then we can quickly cast away all fleshly thoughts. They will have only spiritual thoughts and follow the desires of the Holy Spirit. This is the true work of God and a true man of God. Therefore, we must break off fleshly thoughts. I have explained to you so many times how to do it. We must completely pull out the untruth and evil, which is the original root, and we have to refill it with truth, namely with goodness and love. Then we'll hear the voice and receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit and think in goodness and love only. So, I urge you to check and see how much of the fleshly thought you have already gotten rid of. Let me give you an example for you to be able to check yourself. Suppose I gave workers instructions that are very difficult to understand in the physical sense. If you were one of the workers who had received the instruction, could you say amen without thinking about it at all? Even if you don't understand it at the moment, if you wanted to follow the voice of the Holy Spirit, you'd pray to God. And if you pray, God will certainly let you have realization about it. And if you obey in this way, you'd surely bear good fruit in that particular matter. But if you use fleshly thoughts, what will happen? You'll lose the peace in heart and you'll also make mistakes in the process. Also, there may be some problems arising. But if we follow the desires of the Holy Spirit, not fleshly thoughts, but it may seem we have problems in the beginning, and finally it'll be very prosperous, or some other times it'll be prosperous all the way through. God's works are not achieved by man's thoughts, even though their thoughts and ways are very wise. I hope you will thoroughly check whether you follow your fleshly thoughts or the will of God in all things. This time we, some of performing arts team, Sound of Light Chorus, they went to a country. They went to Belarus, in which they cannot preach the gospel. It's a country of dictatorship, and there has never been any Christian meeting. But we still sent our mission delegation with faith. Following fleshly thoughts, we can't do it. But if we hold a meeting, we'll have the 3-year imprisonment. But because it's the will of God, we sent them. The will of God is to preach the gospel, to save the souls, and to awaken that country, because it was the it was a good chance. We sent our mission delegation, and the first meeting was very successful with a lot of people in attendance, and they gave glory to God greatly. They will have 7 times handkerchief crusades. Also, there was the KGB officer, and he was mentioning that if you have a open public Christian meeting, you'll have a 3-year imprisonment. But we informed them that we received the permission from the president himself. So the presidential secretary told the KGB officer not to disturb us, because it is already we already had the permission from the president of the country. And impossible will become possible, and possible becomes better. And actually, this was something impossible, but by the work of God, we could have this meeting. And also, it was broadcast by the national TV 3 times on the evening news. And I'm so thankful to God. You heard it in the Friday Olai service about the Muan, the sweet water. We have the beach, actually the seashore, but it's not really a sand beach. So we want to make it a sand beach, because so you cannot really swim there. From summer, from maybe May, you can swim in there, but we want to make it a sand beach. And to do so, we have to receive the signatures of all the residents around it. They shouldn't oppose this. And also, they have the organization of the fisheries, and we all have to get the approval agreement. And the people were saying the usually it's just impossible if people will oppose, and they will not agree. So even the company that signed the contract with us, the construction company, they also said it would be difficult, but thankfully, gratefully, all the residents, not even one, all signed the agreement, and even the fisheries organization also signed the agreement. So I shed the tears of thanks. After hearing this, after I went back home, and I was praying to God, Father God, I thank you so much. They love me so much, and they agreed. All of them agreed. You know very well about the situations in Korea. Whatever they want to do, whenever they construct something, the residents oppose so much. But every resident there gave their signatures. So from maybe 2009, next year, you can also swim in the sand beach. So this year, the impossible became possible, and we received so many blessings this way. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will completely deny yourself and only hold the will of God in you to become a prepared vessel. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, secondly, the prepared vessel is a worker who has goodness of heart and can accept many people. Namely, God is looking for workers who have goodness and generosity in their hearts, so any person can be comfortably embraced by them. To build a canon sanctuary and to accomplish world evangelism means that we want to save more souls. And more souls here are not only those souls who give benefit to the church with goodness in heart. Of course, there are many souls who love God and give great strength to the church, but there are also many souls whom we have to accept with the heart of the Lord. The people who will come in the near future will have various educational, social, family, and personal backgrounds. They will have various measures of faith. There may also be some people who will come with purposes other than believing in God. We must be able to accept even these people and guide them to the way of salvation. To do this, we have to prepare the vessels to receive them. Jesus said in Luke 5:32, "I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." We also have to have this kind of attitude. We have to arm ourselves with goodness and generosity so that we'll be powerful workers who can change and give life to any kind of person who is coming to the church. But if you still have troubles with other people around you, how can you accept all those other people who will come? The church we have today has come a long way, and I met with so many different kinds of people. There were some souls who paid back my goodness with evil or even betrayed me. Some of them disturbed the kingdom of God to a great extent. Because of that, sometimes the church members and I had to go through a lot of pain. But I never wanted God to punish them in any way. I just wanted all of them to repent and turn away from the evil, and I prayed for their salvation with tears. Because I am still waiting for them to come back, our doors are still wide open. And when I see those who come back, my heart rejoices. When I raise workers who can work together for the kingdom of God, I have done it with only faith, hope, and love. Even though some people had many shortcomings, I never wondered how such people could ever become great workers. I believed and hoped that God would change them into great workers and supply them with everything I could offer them. I hope you will become great vessels. They can melt and change even this kind of person. I hope you will be able to accept all kinds of people. Then you will see that the people around you will change quite wonderfully. I pray in the name of the Lord that even those who are like a bruised reed or smoldering wick will gain new life through you. The third character of the prepared vessel is that prepared vessel can give thanks in any kind of situation. While working for the Lord, we may face some situations in which we might not ever be able to give thanks in a physical sense. But the difference between vessels that are prepared and those that are not can be seen clearly in these situations. The prepared vessels will change those situations into something for which they can genuinely be thankful, and they will also give thanks and glory to God. The ministry of the Apostle Paul was continuously a situation such as this. In the eyes of man, for Paul, there were far more situations to complain about than to give thanks. Nevertheless, the Apostle Paul changed those situations into conditions of thanksgiving. For example, when he was imprisoned while preaching the gospel, he gave thanks to God and praised Him. Then, when the gates of the prison opened, he glorified God greatly. How is it with you? While preaching the gospel, if you are beaten up or if you are accused wrongfully and imprisoned, after preaching the gospel, what kind of heart would you have? Would you still be praising God and grateful to God? I hope you will check your heart. I've gone through many incidents like that, so I can confidently say, in any case, I can give I gave thanks to God. When the mission group came yesterday, I asked them, now we don't have the old sanctuary anymore, and we combine everything in the new sanctuary, so you're busy and you have less space, and there are many uncomfortable situations also. And you, some mission groups have to go to our, some far away, a little relatively far away place for the dining hall in, for the lunch. Some mission group, it takes 15 minutes walk. If you go quickly, it takes 10 minutes. And go, to go and fro, to have just one bowl of noodles, they had to walk 30 minutes to and fro. And I said, how thankful it is. So even in the world, they say walking is the best exercise. So walking is one of the best exercises, and you just work in the, usually you work in the offices and you don't have enough exercise, and when you go to have the lunch, you can walk 15 minutes and have the lunch and come back, walk 15 minutes, and so you attend the worship service, so how good it is. If you begin to complain, there will be no end. But even for the things that you may complain, if you just take it with thanks, and if you give thanks for it, you will be thankful. And after 2 years, or when we go to Canaan Sanctuary, it'll be so delicious, and all the we'll have the automatic system in the dining hall, and it'll be so clean. And in the new building, you don't have to, you won't have to line up to for the lunch, and how thankful you will be. So we'll be thankful either this way or that way. We should be able to give thanks in all things. So before we go into Canaan Sanctuary, even if there are some discomforts, uncomfortable situations, please be thankful in all things. Even if you don't have parking space and you have to take public transportation every day. So if we take up the momentary discomfort with thanks, then we'll be even more thankful. We have a Pastor Myung Lee. She often walks from the our resident to the church. Many members, church members, they tell me, Pastor Myung Lee is walking from the residence to the church, and I asked her, and she said yes. Why? Because she can have exercise, and she can also it is very good for her, she says. And some young people I heard or to have just one bowl of noodle. Do we have to walk 20, 30 minutes? And then, and I heard some young people say that, but please, why don't you change your idea? You can have exercise and you can walk. And when we go to Canaan Sanctuary, we'll be happier because of this memory about this. Then, when the gates of the prison opened, he glorified God greatly. Through this incident, he bore the fruit of the gospel by saving the jailer and his family. Whenever he faced a situation in which he could not give thanks, he bore the abundant fruit of thankfulness. Acts 5:41 says, so they, apostles, went on their way from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they had been considered worthy to suffer shame for his name. It's not something easy to give thanks for being beaten up and being persecuted for the gospel, but the apostles were rather thankful. God is looking for workers like this. Our church also faced many situations in which we could not give thanks in physical sense. When we were marching on for the gospel with all our strength and life, there were people who disturbed us, tried to disrupt us, and stood in our way. But we just marched on with faith and thanks, and God was touched in His heart. Then in turn, the situations around for us. Many times, you've experienced many times, and the greater the disturbances, the greater the glory of God was revealed. We have been able to experience God receiving great glory through such work so many times. I hope you will be able to give thanks in situations where you cannot really give thanks. If you complain, wondering why you are facing difficulties although you have been trying hard, you will not bear anything but the fruit of complaints. But if you consider them as chances for blessings and march on with faith, you will receive blessings as you confess, and you will give glory to God greatly. This year, we didn't have any typhoons, and we have a good harvest in many ways. So there are some people who give thanks because it's an abundant harvest, but there are people who are not thankful because it's good harvest. We have so many fruits, and the price of fruits fell down, and they cannot sell them. And the cabbages, they have good harvest, so they have to, because they can't sell them, they just have to destroy them. They just leave it on the field. So even in harvest, good harvest, they are sad. And in less harvest, they are sad. So what do we do? They are in sadness all the time. We should be able to give thanks for all things. And if you can really give thanks in any kind of situation, you won't face such situations. If you are such a person, you'll be guided by the Holy Spirit that the which crop to sow that year, then you won't face such loss. When I was attending a seminary college in Muan, my hometown, God let me have a revival meeting there. So I went, and it was about from such a great distance. Many people walked, even for the dawn meeting, and the church was filled. And from one town, along with the pastor, many members came to attend this meeting from one town, and I think God was moved by their act, and God gave them a word of blessing. Next year, probably it was that year, I had the meeting in January, so this year you sow a hot pepper, then you will have a good harvest, and keep the whole Sabbath, and give proper tithes. Then God will protect you. God, I will protect you, and I'll give you abundant harvest. That was the word of God. And they said, oh, Pastor, they were telling me, Pastor, last year we sowed, we did hot pepper, and we had good harvest, and the price was so low, so they didn't have any profit. So I said, it is the word of God, so if you just believe in sow the hot peppers, then they really had good harvest. And some of them sent their hot peppers to me. And why did it happen? Last year, the year before, they had good harvest and they didn't have profit. They had loss. So this year, they didn't want to sow hot peppers. They wanted to do something else. So Because others wouldn't want to sow any, do any hot peppers. God told them to sow hot peppers because they were attending the revival meeting from such a great distance by taking the bus, all of them. So God wanted to bless them, and they sow the hot peppers, and those who didn't, others didn't sow. So these people had great profit that year. And those who pray, they will have goodness in heart, and they will have they receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and they can always be guided by the Holy Spirit to have to grow the crops. They can give them great profit every year. Recently, as the old sanctuary was sold, many affiliated organizations moved into the new sanctuary. It may seem that we have been put into some uncomfortable situations, but if we complain and wonder why we have to put up with discomfort just because the Canaan sanctuary is being delayed, what kind of fruit will we bear? This cannot please God, so it'll delay the work even more. Even personally, we cannot have spiritual growth. But some may pray even more earnestly for the Canaan sanctuary because of these situations. In uncomfortable situations, we don't seek our own benefit, but that of others. Then we'll be more quickly sanctified and enlarge our vessel at personal level. We'll begin the construction of Canaan sanctuary soon, and how happy we'll be. So let us bear with the situation a little more, and let's just watch how it goes, and we'll see why God is working in such a way that seems that it is being delayed, but it is not really being delayed, and everything is worked for the best of everything. So when everything is revealed, when I explain to you, you'll be able to give glory to God with a big hand. It claps. And many people, we don't have enough space, and we don't have our parking space, and some newcomers, they go around the church, and some of them, they go back, but even newcomers, this is a blessing. We'll move to a sanctuary that is 7 or 8 times bigger than this, so please just come by bus or use the church bus. So I hope there is nobody who goes back because of the parking space. Especially if you are workers, shouldn't you have to confess with the faith like that of Joshua and Caleb? I pray in the name of the Lord that you will only give thanks and make confessions of faith in all things to experience the miracle of God. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, God will certainly fulfill all His providences. But why is it that sometimes they seem to be delayed? It's because of the love of God the Father, who wants us to come forth as prepared vessels. God the Almighty can achieve everything very quickly. But when we are not ready, God cannot do it. Our vessel, our heart, our faith, everything has to be ready. So until everything is ready, God has to wait. Just think about it. 26 years ago, when we just opened, we began from nothing, no money. We made an editorial bureau. God told us to have editorial bureau at the beginning of the church. We didn't even have church members. Why would we need the editorial bureau? Because God let us do it today. Today, editorial bureau is doing such so many works. They print, they publish so many books, and they are translated into many languages. And for this time, God made us, let us have the editorial bureau. And also, God commanded me to raise many workers, many pastors. So we didn't have money, but we sent pastors to seminary colleges, and we provided them with living daily necessities. And what happened today? We have so much lack of pastors even today. So God, through MMTC, God is working in such a way that we can train many missionaries to, and we can send many missionaries to all of the world and establish many branch churches also, where they request churches to be established. So God is letting us prepare. So when we go into Canaan sanctuary, we'll do it. And in case of our performing arts committee, we didn't have so many people. But why did God tell us to raise many performers? God commanded us, and just see today, even with the hundreds of them, we are still lack of performers to send to all over the world. So when we have Reverend Myung Ho Jung, the president of Manmin denomination in Africa, 54 countries, we couldn't send any performers for their celebration. Because we are short of performers, and these people are being used so much all over the world. Same with Nisi Orchestra. God formed it, and in so many churches, we actually our church is the only church that has the full-time orchestra in the within a church, and we'll. Through GCN, we'll broadcast all these works to all of the world. And through all these things, God is has been working in such a way to preach the gospel to all of the world through GCN and Manmin TV, and also through WCDN. Even in this country, Belarus, dictator state, we have 10 doctors who registered as a member of WCDN. And all these things, actually, they were something, things that were unimaginable, but when God commanded us, we just obeyed, and how greatly, how important roles they are playing to accomplish world evangelism at the end time, like this. And we are fulfilling the will of God. And God has no errors. And God has been preparing everything. And He is leading us. And if we just obey, there is everything is possible. And for Him, nothing is impossible. But first, He leads our souls to prosper rather than giving us some visible fruits for the moment. Unless your souls are prosperous, what is the use of it? Unless your faith grows up, what is the use? That's why your faith has to grow up, your soul has to prosper, your fleshly thoughts have to be broken down, so we can look at everything with the eyes of faith that are not visible right now, so we can experience the works of God. This is like laying a firm foundation before erecting a building. The building can stand for a long time only when we lay a firm foundation. It's the same with our spirit. We first have to prepare our vessel so that the blessings we receive will last for a long time. I hope you will realize this deep love of God and give thanks to Him from the depth of your heart on this Thanksgiving Day. I urge you to come forth as prepared vessels now so that you will be used by God greatly and give glory to Him by bearing many fruits. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will receive great praise and reward on the final day of judgment and participate in the glory of the Father God. Let us pray thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord, thank you for your grace and love. Let this message become faith and life. Father, we look with the eyes of faith, and when we obeyed your word, impossible became possible, and possible became even better. even more prosperous. And from nothing, God told us to do this and that. You commanded us many things, and when we obeyed with faith, and everything was achieved greatly. And on this Thanksgiving Sunday, we give thanks to you, Father God, and let us check each of our lives. If you feel that the blessing is slow, this means that we are our vessel has not been prepared. And if we prepare the vessel, God can bless us anytime. And we looked into the three essential points of the prepared vessels. Is the one who doesn't have fleshly thoughts and who has good heart and accepts everybody and who can give thanks in all kinds of situations. Lord, thank you. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God, it's not that God doesn't answer your prayers. When you prepare your vessel, when you have the vessel ready, God can give you anytime. God can give you as much as He wants when we are ready to receive. That's why I hope you will have a greater faith than before. And some people, they don't even act by the word of God, and they just say, impossible will become possible, and just pray for me. Sometimes some people ask for prayer that, like that, but I think that they don't even live by the word of God. But there is a condition for the impossible to turn into possible. Those who lead a good Christian life, those whose souls are becoming more and more prosperous, to these people, this word will apply. But if you go into spirit, all the time, the impossible will become possible. And you receive great blessings. If you go into whole spirit, I don't really have to mention the blessings. I pray for the sick. I please lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Father God, lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. Show your work transcending time and space. Bless all the branch churches, all the churches, local sanctuaries, members who are attending the service through satellite, and all the children of God who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, and all GCN viewers and Mamin TV viewers. Also, there are people who sent their photos from other countries. Father, lay your hands on them. Pastor Ito Masaaki from Japan is having a handkerchief crusade on November 19th at 7 p.m. Let many patients gather and give him brave faith and let him pray boldly and let there be many healing works and let his church grow. Chao Jin has dermatitis. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. The dermatitis, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. She has infertility. And Father, heal her of the infertility and receive the blessing of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. Wang Min, she is in 6 months of pregnancy. She wants a son, and Father, bless her to have a son. From Nepal, Tara Rai, she's repenting of everything she's done before, and let her cast away adulterous mind and heal her of the pain in the lower abdomen, and let her live a spiritual life fearing God, and let her receive the answer through the 40-day morning fasting. Swambu Raj, mental disorder, go away, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Shaking of the hand, go away, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father God, show your work, give them spiritual and physical health, transcending time and space. Father God, let them see well, let the ears hear well, and heal all the internal diseases, all kinds of viruses, germs, and be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit and go away. All cancers, last stage spread, cancers, be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. Light, come. All lung diseases, lung TB, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All the high blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes, complications, dermatitis, go away. All itchiness, go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Loosen the paralysis and let them walk well. And Father God, let them have true faith. Father God, there'll be a special healing meeting at the end of this month. Let them turn away from idolatry. Let them repent of all their sins so that everybody will have faith and receive healing and glorify you, Father. Give them prosperity throughout this week. Problems go away. Father, give them prosperity. Bless them whether they come in or go out. Let them lend but not borrow. Let them become the head. And protect all the vehicles of the church, church members' vehicles, and let them make no mistakes while driving. And all missionaries, pastors, and members in other countries, protect them and keep them. And wherever your children may be, destroy all the camps of the enemy devil and Satan, and protect them with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Father God, protect them. Thank you. Give them peace throughout this week. And for this Thanksgiving Sunday, for the next coming year, and fill them with the conditions of thanks. And even if there are things for which we cannot really give thanks, let us change it into thanks and receive the answers. Father, thank you. Keep them with peace throughout this week. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.